Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
X has changed its rules and it's become really, really interesting. What am I talking about? Well, the fact is that Twitter now allows you to see, they've rolled out a feature that reveals a country or region of an account. So there's a number of South African commentators who definitely, I don't know, are a little edgy. I looked them up yesterday and a few of them are, well, the one in particular that's quite a bad one is based in Nigeria. So is that even a South African account? And if you are following the Israel-Gaza story, many of the so-called Gazan reporters, and one in particular that often posted about witnessing things firsthand, is based in Poland, some of them in Poland, some in Asia, some in areas like Iran, Saudi Arabia, etc. So it has opened up a very, very different way of looking at some of the accounts that you might follow. The question is, as well, what about privacy? Is this something that should be fine? Is it problematic at all? So because the idea obviously is for more transparency, fewer bots, less misinformation. But what about the flip side, which is privacy? To help us unpack this is Achmo Burger-Smit, director at Worksmans, attorneys, head of their data privacy practice in South Africa. And we wanted to ask her about this. Achmo, thank you for joining us. Lovely to chat to you again. To start, can you briefly explain what it is that X is actually doing?
Morning, and morning to your listeners. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, this is always, the moment you look at these big players in the market, you have to stand back sometimes and feel sorry for them, because it's almost like damned if you do, damned if you don't.
100%.
And I think, yet again, you know, the outcry around this brings me back to that crude thought. And having a bit of empathy for them. Now, we do need to understand that privacy and the right to privacy is not an absolute right. And that is a very important aspect. And we've spoken about this over the years a lot of times, where there seems to be this perception amongst individuals that they've got an absolute right to privacy. That's not the case. Because sometimes the public interest requires that right to privacy be overridden. And also, from a business perspective, there are reasons why, you'll track people, the location of people. You'll have location tracking in place. There are legitimate business services every single day that we all use if we think about, you know, navigation apps, Google Maps and Waze. If we think about Uber, Uber delivery, if we want food because we don't feel like cooking, you know, weather apps. Those apps all use location-based tracking. And the one thing that X has been criticized for extensively, you've put your finger on it 100%, is the whole debate around disinformation and misinformation. Now, how do you actually track that? And if there are regulatory requirements around, you know, services per a specific geographic area or jurisdiction, you can't offer those services without location-based tracking. Having said that, it doesn't mean the door's open for you to do anything and everything you want to do with that location-based tracking function. And therein lies the key if we think about privacy.
So explain that further. Why then? So what is that? What is that key? How do we try and navigate this?
So let's think about it from a business perspective in the first instance, and maybe not only a business perspective, but from an individual's perspective as well. There must be a lawful basis. So everyone would look at consent as the first port of call to say, have I given my consent? But there could be a legitimate interest as well in terms of offering the services. So number one is the lawful basis. But let's park that for a minute and then think from an ex perspective, what we as individuals can require of ex is number one, not to excessively collect our information. You know, the collection or the location-based tracking, that collection of the data must be for the service only. We can't now focus, or they can't continue on a continuous background tracking without a justification. And that justification is extremely difficult to put together. You know, so that means after I've closed the app, or, you know, after I've signed up and they now know I'm in South Africa and the account rests in South Africa, they can't keep on tracking me.
Oh, I see. Okay, so it's right. Sorry, carry on.
Sorry. And then something else as well, the question of unauthorized sharing. You know, I read this morning again about a vehicle tracking company that announced, now formally informed people that they actually suffered or lost a lot of personal information 6 months ago when they thought they didn't suffer or the data breach didn't impact their user data. Now, that is a massive thing. If we think about it, because we're all more aware of privacy and the risk around privacy and how to protect ourselves, because we are under constant attack from cyber criminals. And this links to location-based tracking, you know, the unauthorized sharing. The fact that you know where my location is doesn't mean you can share it without my consent. You can't disclose it. You can't cross-app tracking without my permission. You can't sell my location-based tracking to data brokers. And then also the fact around, you know, if we think about children, if we think about specific sensitive locations, am I at a medical facility? Am I at a religious institution? Am I at political rallies? You know, where do I find myself to share that information? And it all comes back to the transparency, that openness from a POPIA perspective. Do I fully understand? Do you allow me, X, to understand why you need to track my location or understand where my location is based? How long will you keep it? For what will you use it? And when will you actually close the door and there will be no continuous tracking? And that is what, if the information regulator will look at X, that's what the information regulator would ask of them. The principle of minimality. They can't now track me wherever I'm moving. That is a problem. That is a problematic issue. And you know, the other thing we've discussed historically is the interaction between various parts of legislation. You can't just track. That is provided for in the RICO legislation, where you need to track criminals. They have to close the door for criminals. They're not allowed to track, whether it's individuals or individuals that constitute criminals. And therein lies the difference. So, yes, we protect it, but at the same time, we can't say, I do not allow you to track me at all. If I say that, the contract with them would require a level of location-based tracking. And then they can't offer the services to me. So therein lies my power. I can say, listen, then I don't want your services because I don't want you to determine what my location is.
In this case, people would have joined X without that location being shared. That is the change something that they can do without specific authority?
Well, they don't require the authority. Right. They require a lawful basis. And in this instance, the lawful basis, it's exactly the same that happened with WhatsApp way back when they changed their terms and conditions.
Yes, yes.
They could change their terms and conditions. The terms and conditions are for service. If I don't agree with the terms of service, terms and conditions of the service, I am free to opt out. There's no basis that they'll keep on tracking me if I opt out. So I've got the ability to say, I don't wish for you to track my location. I can opt out. But the one thing we do know is a lot of these, can we call it fake accounts?
Yes,
as you
yes.
said, originate out of weird countries.
Right.
And where there are awful stories spread and misinformation communicated to individuals. And it goes further than this. The Competition Commission, in their final report, indicated on these issues, indicated that most people actually don't read newspapers anymore. They go to Facebook and to X and to Instagram and deem those as the sources of news. They don't test it. They don't actually...
So that makes it even more important that this is accurate. Absolutely. It's such an interesting conversation. I do need to leave it there because we do need to go to ads before the news. But thank you for bringing such great perspective as always. Achmo Berger-Smith, Director of Competition Law, Head of Data Privacy at Worksmen's Attorneys. Have you been following the story and has it impacted on some of the people that you might have been following?